again, you're very welcome, Sean. Just wait. Sean, let us in. Give them that information. And also, I've been asked by one of the councillors, since the last meeting, we have another road fatality in our area, and we want to pass on our condolences to the family of Darrell Shaw from the Castle Island area, who unfortunately lost his leg. And also, can we get a letter of condolences to Tom Arthur, the CEO of East Border Region, who lost her father into the event. And then, from himself then, just as chair of the council for the past 5 months, I just thank all those who have helped me out along the way, to Louise, Colette and Aidan up in the Newry office, and Sarah Louise and Karen here in the Patrick office, and of course Sheila, who has been there with me from day one to this evening. And there's a couple of you that have read it in the last few years and left me. But thanks to them all, and to Liam as well, as the CEO and all the directors. And I have to say, over the last number of months, I've probably met with our tourism staff more than anybody else, so just using the number of festivals, the number of events that were involved in the council, and we even added up until yesterday launching our programme of events and some of the new festivals, which I'm sure the new chair will enjoy as we move into the new year. But apart from that, I'm going to thank everybody for giving me the opportunity to fulfill the role from January, and also to recognise Naomi, who's a couple of those from this time last week up until Christmas, and fulfilled that role on behalf of the party. And again, well done to yourself, Naomi, for that. So that's all from myself to them. Sorry, somebody come in. Naomi. Yeah, briefly.
Just again to put on recognition, because unfortunately in January when I did sign off formally, I wasn't here in person to do it. I had to scan that day, and that took priority at that time. So I just wanted to put on record my sincere appreciation to all the staff and all the other councillors, particularly to the staff. Mickey has mentioned most of them, but most of all I want to pay particular recognition to Julia here, because she really was so devoted and such a brilliant person to work alongside. She really went over and beyond on many, many occasions to pull us out of a hole. She was fantastic, and I think she worked so well for on behalf of the council. So to her, to Eileen, to Ashling, to Sarah, to Caroline, and to Liam also, it was fantastic working alongside us all. I had a wonderful 9 months in the chair position. And I also want to say thanks to Mickey for taking it over. Obviously, it was a situation arose and I was unable to fill the rest of the term, and Mickey stood in at the time and has done a tremendous success so to him also, and that's it, thank you. So thank you again to all the councillors for all your time and support over the 12-month period.
Yeah, thanks, Naomi. We move on to item number 2, declarations of interest. I think there's any. Then we move on to item 3, to appoint the members to the SDR responsibility. So we'll begin with the first position is the chair of council for year 2, and we are SDLP nomination guy.
Yeah, as chair,
I'm
just
to
say
a
word
thanks
to yourself, chair, for the number of and anyone who's SDR or how you to deliver for the citizens of the district, but it's another thing to deliver a new citizen for the district. So, it gives me a pleasure, Chair, to nominate a councillor who fails from further hat, whose family has served the people of Newry and the district to a family that's gone back a number of generations. And a councillor who's living growing family in
Okay, thanks, Gary. Do we have a seconder for that?
No, we don't need a seconder.
Just to let you know, Gary, she moved to Meal Break a few years ago. Just 20. And so you accepting, obviously, Gillian?
Yes.
Okay. Well done. Okay, then we move to Jack, the chair of council for year 2.
We just want the opportunity to thank you, Chairperson, and Naomi as well, for all the great service you provided as Chairperson's town and the town of Alaska to support the American Legion and the incoming here. Thank you very much.
Okay. And back to Deputy Sheriff, thanks for your two.
Sheriff,
do you think?
Sheriff, I would like to take this opportunity to propose Councillor Garth Craig to the position of Vice Chair. Garth's been Councillor now for 5 years. I know he will carry out his duties to the highest standard, and I know he will work very closely with the new chair, and give me a privilege and the party privilege to nominate Garth Craig.
Okay, Garth, you accept?
Yes,
Chair. Again, hello, Garth. We then move on to Chair of ERT and the EUP. Nomination?
I nominate Councillor Robert Burgess.
Robert, do you accept then?
Yes.
Hello, Robert. We move on then to Deputy Chair of ERT, which is Matt CLD nomination. Dermot, do you accept?
Yes.
We move on then to Chair of Active and Healthy Communities, which is again FDLP.
Councillor Michael Carr, sir.
You're refusing that, Michael? Accepting, Michael,
yes? Yes, sir.
We then move on to Deputy Chair of Active and Healthy Communities, that's the champagne nomination.
Nomination is Ken Lynch, sir, I hope.
And Liz, you're accepting? Yes. Okay, we move on to the Chair of RTF, again, that's the champagne nomination.
And nominate Roisin McGrady, that folks.
And you're accepting that, Roisin?
Yeah.
Thank you. Deputy Chair of RTF is an FDLP nomination.
Councillor
Terry, Chair. And you're
accepting,
Terry? Thank you. And Chair of SPNR is an Alliance nomination.
Please nominate myself.
And then Deputy Chair of SPNR is Councillor Enright, so
I'm hosting
and accepting it. And then Chair of Planning, year two is the Sinn Féin nomination.
And nominate
Councillor Lee Tarr. And Lee's accepting that. And then the last one then is the Deputy Chair of Planning for year two with the UUP nomination. Dylan, you're accepting, Dylan. Okay. Well, that concludes all the positions then. So at this stage, I will call on Gareth to come up and join Dylan as the chair and vice chair of the new council for the new incoming year. Well done.
To see the number of vacant retail units. We are living in tough times.
maybe the toughest times in generations. As civic leaders of this district, we have a duty to all to work together to build a dynamic new economy. We must support new businesses which want to set up in our district. We must support our local existing businesses to grow and develop. We can do that by working with local trade, tourism and business representatives and our education authorities. We need to work together to drive the development of our local economy, identify gaps and challenges, and recommend measures which this council can put in place or lobby our local elected assembly. That may mean finding the means for bringing derelict buildings or closed shops back to life, supporting planning applications which have significant economic benefits. There are many ways we can improve our economy and build lasting prosperity, and during my time as Chair of Council, I will keep the economy at top of the agenda. The greatest asset we have in our district is its people, and as First Citizen, I will celebrate and recognise the achievements and talents of all our people. Our local achievers are inspirational to the citizens of this district, and as civic leaders, we have a duty to recognise the skills and talents of those who achieve highly and raise them up to be ambassadors for the Newry, Mourne and Down district. My final priority is to inspire young people and people to play their full part in civic society, especially the young people. It is unacceptable to me that so many of our young people are forced to leave these shores in search of work for a sustainable livelihood. The greatest crime this society can continue to inflict on itself is the forced emigration of our young people. The Assembly has a lot of work to do on that front, but it's critical that we build communities and the local economy that gives our young people the opportunity to stay. We need to make our district the place they and many others want to settle in. On a congratulatory note, I wish to congratulate Naomi for her year as councillor, a part of the term of council, and Michael Roman, who stepped in for Naomi on her maternity leave as an off-top baby Naya. I want to congratulate and welcome on board my deputy, Councillor Gareth Craig. I have no doubt Gareth and I will work well together. I would like to take this opportunity to thank my party, the SDLP, for putting me forward for this position, and I'd like to thank our group leaders, Councillor Gareth Stoke and Colin McGrath before that, for their ongoing support. I'd especially like to take time to pay tribute to Sean and Josephine Herr, my predecessors, without whom I certainly would not be in this position today. I thank them for their ongoing support over the last number of years, and I know their support will continue. I'd like to thank my local MLA, past and present, and our MP, Margaret Ritchie, for the unyielding support they have shown to me. I look forward to working with them for the benefit of our district. I'd like to thank the officers and staff of the council who made my year as Vice Chair most enjoyable. I must say goodbye to a few people, and I know Michael and Naomi have done it. But I also too feel that Sarah Louise and Caroline in the town office need special thanks, along with Eileen, Colette, Louise, and very especially Sheila, who made my day very enjoyable. So thank you, and I know we will have a great working relationship. So thank the most important people in my life, my family. My parents, Jared and Adam, are here. My brothers and sisters have been so supportive. And lots of thanks to my husband, Damon, who has been so encouraging and so supportive. To our children, Michael, Ushing, Emily and Greg, who are supportive and are proud of what I do. I very much look forward to an exciting year ahead. I look forward to meeting many people, welcoming people to our district, and promoting our district in a positive manner. And now I feel it's time to get to work. But before we do that, I think it's only fair to like that. My deputy to have a few words.
My comments will be relatively brief, but first of all, I'd just like to congratulate Gillian on becoming the First Citizen of Newry, Mourne and Down Council for the year 2016-17. It's a great honour for her, and I certainly wish her well for the forthcoming year. And as Deputy Chair, I certainly do all that I can to support her. We have an ambitious and an exciting corporate plan for our district, and now that we have all our key staff in person, I look forward to working with members and officers to make meaningful progress on our strategic objectives. Last year, of course, was the merger of the two councils and all of that entailed. In many ways, it was a year of consolidation. But this year, we look forward to working together and to deliver on our key objectives of tourism, the economy, and the health and well-being of our citizens. And I think, Chair, if we put our citizens first and keep that focus, then we'll not go too far along. Just finally, I would just like to thank my own party for putting the confidence in me at this time.
Chairman, just the minutes of the meeting reflect the discussion in terms of the positions on the committee, and positions in the statute committees and the non-statute committees, and also deals with the appointments of external organisations, project boards and groups, and thematic partnerships. If members are happy to propose and accept and agree to the minutes of the meeting, that will deal with items 6, 7, 8 and 9 on the agenda, Chairman.
Propose the minutes.
Chairman, I may just in terms of just a typographical error in regard to page 2, which says noted the 31st of March, allocated the inaugural meeting on the 31st of March 2015 as opposed to 2016, but just if we can make that amendment.
Just a small clarification. We did request that Jonathan replace Patrick on the another committee. And we did have nominations for multiple committees, so we'll basically get a good one.
Chairman, it's noted there on page 3 that Councillor Brown advised he was placed by Councillor Kennedy, so that's in the minutes of the meeting, and I think we've picked up the working groups. Going forward, Chairman, since that.
Firstly, welcome, Chair. Thank you for being elected, Chair. And I think you're a very decent person in the past. You've shown that you are prepared to take on board other people's views. And also, you've got Craig. I'm very impressed with the last couple of years working with him. He's come and made a gentleman, and I think he represents the area in a very efficient fashion. Madam Chair, I just wanted to point out, I fully accept the outcomes of the dummy run, but it is somewhat frustrating for me as someone who did receive almost 2,000 votes to represent people of more than this council that I'm being denied don't blame the council, I don't blame the system, I blame the former member of the UUP who was expelled from that party for disruptive behaviour, joined the UUP, unfortunately, made a mess of it. And it is unbelievable, Madam Chair, that somebody who claims to be a strong unionist and an arch Eurosceptic would give my committee places to Irish Republicans and the Euro enthusiasts. So, Chairman, for somebody to exhibit some such value and vindictiveness, it beats me, Chairman, that people will do that. But I just wanted to say that I don't blame the council, don't blame the system, but blame nice very squarely of the one person who said that my right to nominate the UKIP was not rescinded. One line, that's all I needed, and I couldn't do it. So I'm very, very disappointed. But I do wish you and Marat and the rest of the council all the best this year. Still, it's only two committees, but it's the fact that it's people in those committees, not somebody who never ever was close to the party, but they come up to your organisation one year. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, the point is, you know this session.
Yeah, that was just a clarification on item number 7, as it was. We were trying out the issue of the district area, area in the center, and we were doing the network. So it's just a clarification. That's in Northern Ireland, the right nomination. One country in Northern Ireland is very early. I'm not the chancellor of the team. There are no two councillors. Just let people know that that is an elected from all the councillors in the Northern Ireland. It's not one for some of the councillors.
I understand what you're saying, Councillor. I'm going to call back if the last meeting we tried to clarify what the situation and we said we were really willing to have you come on board. So,
I'm sorry, I just boarded up.
Chair, just to say I've been notified.
One clause in the scheme that could maybe be
the questions are there and encourage to come along and participate in official openings or various launches. Perhaps could that be, is that
Chairman, on page 11, section 3, it says invitations by council officers on behalf of the council. Is it is accepted for if members go, which isn't invited, if they're invited by a community organization outside the council, you can't claim for that, you're claiming for it. But that's the stipulation within the scheme of the hours of that separate department.
Yes. So that's how I understood it, but within some of the zones, specifically says you're not receive payment for it to go along to another.
Yeah, the it's open an event, the third thing. Again, that's the regulations. Again, I can read that.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, we did a official meeting for the last annual meeting, and we just outside of the government government and we facilitate our launch of events to community facilities from partners, fully but partly by the council to cover what we take off and do take on board.
Tours of Lord Awards, and our council picked up the Green Tourism Award. And I think that the staff here actually needs to get something of thanks from this council, especially Mark Morgan and his team. They put a lot of effort in and managed to pick that up. Very to you all in order. Chair, thank you, Chair.
Robert, I think you have something that
that's good. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, well,